Friends, so let us begin chapter number 1 of our subject, Radical Business Performance Improvement. And the name of the chapter is, What is Theory of Constraints? In the earlier introductory chapter, I have mentioned about theory of constraints and I have given some information about Dr. Goldratt, who initiated this theory of constraints. And this theory of constraints is ultimately going to help us in solving our business problems, in bringing about the total quantum radical improvement in our business performance. And so let us see some more details about this theory of constraints. Learning objective is to get an overview of the theory of constraints. Introduction to theory of constraints, TOC. Organizations of any kind function as systems and not as collection of separate processes. A system is a group of related, interconnected functions created for a purpose, and the components of a system must interact cooperatively. They cannot function as independent entities. They are created for a purpose, interconnected functions, and must interact cooperatively as a team in order to move towards company's common goal. Company has a common goal, and every department has to move towards that goal by interacting cooperatively, and there must be a teamwork, and ultimately we must achieve our common goal. Theory of constraints provides a set of holistic processes. What is holistic? Looking at the big picture. Totality. Holistic processes, all based on systems approach. We must consider that our organization is a system. Our organization is not that purchase will work separately, manufacturing work will work independently, marketing will work some other way. No, they have to work as interconnected processes and they have to work as a team. TOC provides a set of holistic processes all based on systems approach that exploits inherent simplicity. They say more complex system has some inherent simplicity in that. We must find out what is that simplicity. It cannot be that everything is complex, nobody understands anything. No, there is inherent simplicity. We must be able to find out what is that simplicity. That exploits inherent simplicity within complex systems through focusing on the leverage points. What is leverage point? That means we must find out how we will get quantum improvement. Instead of doing small improvements, we must find the leverage point. The point where I can really do the quantum improvement in the system. So, leverage points to achieve ongoing improvement. We must put our system in ongoing improvement, process of ongoing improvement, POOGI, in the performance of the system as a whole. That means we should not focus on improvement in one department which creates a problem in another department. We should not see improvement in parts. We must see company as a whole, and any action what I initiate must benefit the company as a whole, and that should be our way of working. And theory of constraints will guide us how to do this. It's a very interesting subject. So let us see TOC is composed of a collection of principles, a set of generic tools, and the specific applications of those principles and tools in our business. With the aid of theory of constraints, management is able to identify few significant factors. In Pareto analysis, we have seen that 20% things are responsible for 80%. In theory of constraints, we find that there are only a few significant factors that limit the performance of the organization. Now, suppose I want to make 30,000 parts in a day. All machines are having capacity to do 30,000 per day, but in the system there is a machine which has a limiting capacity of only 25,000. And so, though I have capacity on every machine of doing 30 to 35,000 parts every day, ultimately I am able to pass on only 25,000 to the customer who has requirement of 30,000 per day. I am able to produce only 25,000, because in the system I have a machine which has 25,000 as the capacity, which is not sufficient to fulfill the customer's requirement. This machine, as other machines, is working in two shifts. Other machines are also working in two shifts. This machine is also working in two shifts. So, in order to fulfill the customer's requirement, I will have to work on this machine even in the third shift, even on Sunday, by working in the lunch time, by working in all breaks. And I must see that this machine also produces 30,000 plus. This is what is the theory of constraints speaking about. With the aid of TOC, management is able to identify few significant factors that limit the performance of the organization. Because ultimately, cost is not important, ultimately production is important. They say the most costly thing is production loss. So, if I am able to make one more component which is required by the customer, it is throughput. And I must concentrate, I must focus my attention on constraints which are limiting my performance as an organization. I must find out where my performance is getting limited. That is my constraint. Go and ask the people where my performance is getting limited. Which machine is not able to give that kind of output? Which method is not able to give me that kind of a quality? Where is the constraint? Expeditors, where do they have to make lot of efforts to push the things? Where time and again there is interruption? Where I have to do lot of effort to somehow manufacture? Where there are lot of breakdowns? The condition of the machine is poor. People are not trained enough. And something is happening on that process where I am not able to fulfill my targeted production. That is the constraint. And TOC helps me to identify the few significant factors that limit the performance of my organization. addressing limiting factors in a systematic manner will yield significant improvements in profitability. Because ultimately, what is my goal? My goal is profit. Very clear terms I am putting it. To earn money today, to earn money tomorrow, to earn money in the future also. And that is my goal. Very clear. All other goals are secondary. My first goal is profit. If I invest my money in shares, purely my aim is profit. And in business also, profitability is my aim. Yes, I must take care of my customers. I must take care of my employees. I must take care of my machines. But ultimately, I have to earn profit. So, I must find out what is my constraint and do everything possible for me that I take care that that constraint is utilized, that constraint is exploited fully. In a systematic manner, then once I take care of that constraint, then I have to see what is the next constraint. Addressing limiting factors. Focusing on that limiting factor is the point. So, how can this improvement be done? Am I only talking in the air? No. I have solid plans. How this improvement can be done? How quantum improvement can be done? How radical improvement can be done? And I have something solid to tell you. If the essence of TOC, theory of constraints, if the essence of TOC is to be summarized in one word, it would be focus, which means doing what should be done. In Mahabharata, when Arjun was asked, in the trees, what is he is able to see? He was given a task to kill a bird which was sitting on the tree. When the same question was asked to other students, they said, I am seeing the branch of the tree. Some people said, I am seeing the flowers. Some people said, I am seeing the fruits. Some said, I am seeing the bird. And Arjun said, I am seeing the eye of the bird, because I have to break the eye of the bird by shooting at him. Focus. Focus is the key word, which means doing what should be done. Just imagine and analyze in our day-to-day life. We do so many things which should not be done. There are time wasters who waste our time. Mobile calls, they waste our time. WhatsApp, we are wasting our time. So many wasters. Are we able to 100% give undivided attention to our work? Imagine and analyze this, and you will find that so much amount of time we are wasting. And we are not able to focus on what we must focus. By exploring the idea that every business system has a weakest link. You have seen a chain. The chain looks very heavy, looks very strong, and it has many links. Just look at the link. And then visually, when you inspect every link, you find that one of the link has opened up, it has crack, it is worn out, and it has become very weak. And do you know, however strong the chain may be, however heavy the chain may be, the strength of the chain lies in its weakest link. For example, the safe working load of the chain given by manufacturer may be 500 kg, but if the one of the link is broken, the safe working load is not even 10 kg. It may break. However beautiful, however strong the chain may be looking, if one link of the chain is weak, the strength drastically reduces to the extent of that weakest link only. You must have understood this earlier. Somebody must have told you this. In the business also, there are such weakest links. We must analyze where is the weakest link by exploring the idea that every business system also has a weakest link. By turning the weakest link into a leverage point, by exploiting this weakest link, how that we are going to discuss afterwards, by turning the weakest link into a leverage point for increased throughput. Throughput, my friends, throughput is the word going to be very important in the coming discussions. Focus and throughput. So, increased throughput by applying a rigorous cause and effect approach. Friends, cause and effect diagram you must have seen, Ishikawa diagram you must have learned, where every effect is a result of some cause. There is no effect in the world which is happening without a cause. If scrap happens, that has a cause. If something good happens, that also has a cause. If I am sick today, that also has a cause. If there is a problem in the business today, that is the result of yesterday's wrong decision. I believe it 100%. If somebody says, no, problem has come without a cause, I don't believe it. There is some underlying cause. Cause and effect approach is the heart of this TOC. By turning the weakest link into a leverage point for increased throughput, by applying a rigorous cause and effect approach, you are able to solve the problem. How breakthrough solutions come from? Understanding those limiting factors. Look at your organization as a system. See the big picture. Find out where the bottlenecks are. Find out where constraints are. Find out where weakest link is. Learn how to deal with them. TOC precisely teaches the same. We keep on doing improvements everywhere, everywhere, and everywhere, and we find that The expected improvement in the system has not come. Reason is that we have not focused on where we should focus. For example, we have made production on some machine and it is lying there as an inventory. What is the use? Suppose one machine has 150% efficiency, so we pay 50% incentive to that operator and whatever he has done lies in a WIP because the next machine doesn't take it, next operator doesn't take it and it is lying there in the WIP for 1 month. What is the use? What is the use of such efficiency? What is the use of such improvement? We must work as a system that if I have produced some parts, it must move continuously, it must move. If it is not moving, and then it is, if it is lying in the WIP or it is lying in the inventory, then that is a loss. TOC precisely teaches me how to deal with constraints, and it also tells me don't utilize the machines which will create only inventory. Don't calculate the efficiency of the people whose parts are going to lie in the inventory, because there must be a continuous flow and we must ensure that a machine or a process which is interrupting the flow must be focused upon. Why there is interruption? Why that machine is creating? What is the capacity of that machine? How I can exploit that constraint? Over 30 years of development and evolution, TOC has grown into following areas which we are going to discuss in the next chapters. For example, the next chapter is going to be 5 focusing steps. We said the key words in this TOC are focus, throughput, and next chapter is going to embark upon this first thing, 5 focusing steps. Then thinking processes. Dr. Goldratt, he has given so many things. Earlier chapter I have read out which books he has written. One of them is The Goal, The Race. So after 5 focusing steps, he has written about thinking processes. Then in the 3rd chapter we are going to discuss throughput accounting. As I have said, focus is the important word, throughput is the important word, and throughput accounting is something what we are going to discuss in the next chapters. Then TOC, generic solutions, how to improve marketing, how to improve sales, how to improve manufacturing, how to improve distribution. Everything we are going to discuss. Generic solutions. And Dr. Goldratt also has written about 6 necessary and sufficient questions in technology. So TOC is a vast subject. What we are going to discuss in this subject of radical business performance improvement is some part of TOC, but I would advise you to study the TOC in greater details afterwards. This time we will focus upon our subject, radical business performance improvement. TOC knowledge has been developed in so many areas. In operations, in project management, in distribution and supply chain, in finance and measurements. What is the measurements? Performance measurement of a business. Sales, marketing, and management of people. In all these areas, by TOC, we have made so many improvements. Reduction of lead time has been 70%. Reduction of cycle time has been 65%. Due date performance, 44% improvement in the due date performance. Inventory levels have gone down 49%. Increase in revenue 83%. Increase in throughput 65%. Increase in profitability 116%. And this is what has been achieved by TOC. In one of the studies, the finding of this analysis has been given, and that is what I have read out to you now. Assumptions of TOC. 1. Everything within a system is connected by cause and effect relationships. No problem is happening without a cause. Everything within a system is connected by cause and effect, and we must find out the true cause. We must find out how that cause is creating that effect. All contradictions can be resolved without a compromise. We always believed that problems can be solved only with some compromise. But today we are going to discuss in this subject that all contradictions can be solved or can be resolved without compromise, with win-win situation. We need not always have a paradigm that I have to do only compromise. Not necessary. All contradictions can be resolved without compromise, my friends. There is no resistance to improvement. People do not embrace change because we have not brought them to see how they can win. Bring them to see how they can win, they will accept the change. Earlier, we were thinking that any change will bring about chaos, any change will bring about disturbance in the people. But while changing anything, if we bring about if we bring the people to know that they are winning and the solutions are win-win solutions, then they will accept the change, they will embrace the change. There is no resistance to improvement. As I have given two words, focus, throughput, I will give one more word, paradigm, paradigms in TOC. Paradigms are set of concepts, set of beliefs, patterns or assumptions which form the basis of all the decisions. We have a paradigm, we have a concept, we have a belief. And we are taking our decisions on the basis of those paradigms. We have a friend, that person we believe so much, and so we have a paradigm that whatever that person is doing is good only. And one day your paradigm proves false because that man does something wrong to you. And that time you have to change the paradigm. Paradigms are necessary for helping us to achieve both survival and growth. But they have the potential of limiting our performance. For example, I said, we are believing a person and so we are limiting our performance because that man whom we believe so much is not able to deliver. A contractor or a supplier is not able to deliver and so we are limiting our performance. Some paradigm is there about that supplier, that contractor, that he is good, he is exploiting his constraints, he is doing the best, that is what our paradigm is. But because of that, we are limiting our performance also, we are not able to fulfill our commitments to the customer. And so paradigms are definitely necessary for helping us to achieve both survival and growth, but they have the potential of limiting performance and creating conflicts. For example, we will see what is limiting paradigm. Can blind from seeing and solving the right problems? We are not able to see, we are blind to the causes of the problems. Some paradigms cause bad decisions. Because our paradigms, we are not able to see through, and so we are not able to take correct decisions. They do come in the way of solving problems in the best way.